Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I praise you and worship you and thank you, Father, that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And Lord, I just give you praise and glory and honor, and I thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. And I ask you, Father, as your word goes out, I ask you to anoint it with the power of the Holy Spirit, that the words of the testimonies today that will go forth will touch the hearts and lives of men and women, and may men and women learn and understand how to get their prayers answered as they hear me talk about all these wonderful testimonies as your word goes out. And Satan, I rebuke you and I command you to not steal a word out of the minds and hearts of anybody that hear these words today, so that the glory of God may go forth and the body of Christ may learn how to get their prayers answered, and we may see great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. This week I'm just talking about testimonies. I've had some different people on the show this week talking about testimonies, and I had planned to have some others, but some of them were not able to come, so I'm just going to talk about some of these, just a few. It's wonderful when you can have somebody on the show live that has had these testimonies, and there will be many times in the future where I will have these kind of things available. But right now I'm going to tell you about some of the things at work. Where I work, out at the airport, the Lord has done so many mighty wonderful things for me in my workplace. He has saved many people. He has delivered many people. He has healed many people. And so I'm just going to tell you about a few of those today. Just to start off with, there's a young man that works for me. He's one of my air conditioning mechanics. I'm a maintenance manager, if you want to call me that, at work. I'm in charge of all the maintenance for the trucks and building equipment out here at DFW Airport for a large operation. And so anyway, I have many men that work for me. And so one day one of them came in and asked me if he could have the next day off, a personal day. He needed to take his son to the doctor. And I said, well, what's wrong with your son? He said, well, he has a fractured ankle and he's walking on crutches and I need to take him to the doctor. And I told him, I said, son, you're in perfect shape for a miracle. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you go to church, you tithe, you walk in love, you have your sins confessed. I said, there is no reason why your faith won't work so that you can take God's word and see your son healed so you do not have to have any medical problems with your son. He said, what do you mean, Thurman? I said, well, let me take my Bible here and I want to open it to a scripture and I want you to see this scripture. So I reached over and got my Bible and I opened it to Mark chapter 16. And I said, now I want to show you some of the mighty promises that our God made us. And I said, when Jesus was here on the earth and he was getting ready to go back to heaven, he made us a great promise that most of the church does not know that's in the Word of God. And those that do know it's in there don't really believe it works. But I said, I want you to see this promise and I want you to hear what it says. So I opened my Bible to Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, and the Word of God declares, and these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils or demons. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall handle the serpent, and if you drink anything deadly, it will not hurt you. And you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I said, now that's a pretty awesome promise, isn't it? I said, now the one I want to meditate on for you and me today is the very last line of verse 18. Now, because this is not a demon here that's involved, your son has fractured his ankle in some kind of an incident, sporting incident or whatever it was, as a young 15, 16-year-old boy that he was involved in. I said, so what you need to do is you need the boy's ankle to be healed. I said, now the Lord did make you a great promise there in the last line of Mark 16:18. He said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, it really takes something to mess that up. You almost have to have really, it's just almost impossible to mess that up. But all you have to do is believe God. So if you believe God, he will do exactly what he said he will do. I said, now, did you see where he said he would heal your son? He said, well, that is a pretty awesome promise, Thurman. And I said, and I guarantee the Lord means exactly what he says. I said, now you go home when you leave here tonight, making sure that all of your sins are confessed. You get home, you get your wife and your son together. You open the Word of God to that mighty promise in Mark 16:18. And then all of y'all make sure that all of your sins are confessed. Make sure that nobody's holding a grudge. Make sure nobody is walking evil or anything like that. And if you will take that mighty promise, and then you will get your son and your wife to read that and say, now I want to show you what Jesus said, and I want to show you this magnificent promise that he made us. He said, we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And then I said, after you take that promise and you quote that promise, then I want you to lay your hands on your son, on his leg there, and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Then I want you to be sure and thank the Father in the name of Jesus for his promise, and then that say, thank you, Lord, because it's written in your word, it is done. So we praise you and thank you for healing my son's foot, his ankle. I said, then have your son lay down his crutches and get up and thank the Lord for healing and walk off. And I said, if you will do that and you will do it in faith, the Lord will heal your son. So the young man went home that afternoon. He got his Bible down. He read those two verses to his son and his wife. They made sure their sins were all confessed. And after he told, he said, now, you must believe God with no doubt. We can't say we hope it works. We can't say we're going to try this. The Lord requires us to believe with no doubt that he will do what he said. Because when you try something in the Word of God, and the reason it does not work is because the answer is in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. In James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, the Lord says, whenever you ask, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. Because if you doubt, you're like a sea, a wave of the sea, turned and tossed, and that man is double-minded, and that person should not believe that he will receive anything from the Lord. So, if you can't believe that our God, which is only the King of the universe, the one that spoke and everything came into existence, if you don't believe that he can do what he said he can do, then there's no reason, no use to ask him, because he will not do it for you. But if you come to him on behalf of his word, with it is written, praising him, thanking him, asking him for what you want, believe it's done, and with all your sins confessed, walking holy before him, then say, Father, I come to you on behalf of this word right here where you said, lay hands on my son, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I told him, if you'll do it, the Lord will heal your son. So what he did, after he went home and told them all that, then after everybody saw that, and they said, you know, that's exactly what the Word of God says. The Word of God does say, it is written. It is written. Remember that. That's the most important thing after you've learned how to walk in faith and worship and praise the Lord, to quote to the King his promises and say, now, Lord, it is written. Because you have made me the promise, I'm going to lay hands on my son, and I believe he's healed in the name of Jesus. So when you lay hands on him and say, be healed in the name of Jesus, and thank the Lord for it, and then say, now then, son, lay down your crutches and get up and walk off and show the Lord you believe him you believe he meant what he said. And as you get up and walk off, begin to praise him and thank him and worship him for the complete healing of your ankle. And I said, if you will do that, the Lord will heal your son. So they went home and discussed it in great detail. And as they discussed it, he saw those great and mighty promises. And that is exactly what our God promised him. That's what he promised you. If you need a healing, all you have to do, provided it's a healing, and you don't have a demonic spirit involved, if you do, then you're going to have to get rid of that demon first. But in this case, with a fractured ankle, it was not a demon involved there. So, as that young man laid hands on his son and said, "Be healed in the name of Jesus," and the young man and his dad thanked the Lord for healing his ankle. And as they praised the Lord and worshiped the Lord and thanked him for his healing, then they said, his dad said, "Okay, son, it's done because it's written in God's word. It cannot fail because the Lord clearly told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that no matter how many promises the Lord made us, every one of his promises in Christ, and we're in Christ because we're believers, is yes every time. So I laid hands on you and it's done. You're healed. So now then, son, lay down your crutches and get up and walk off in the name of Jesus." And the young boy began to do that and praise the Lord. He laid his crutches down, got up, and walked off. And as he walked off, he said, "Dad, it doesn't hurt a bit. I am healed." So that young man with a fractured ankle that was walking on crutches, the next week, next few days, that man had a couple of days off. When he came back a few days later, he was just absolutely hilariously happy. He said, "Praise God, Thurman. We did exactly what the Word of God told us to do, and the Lord healed my son." Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So why don't we all start believing God's Word and see him do these great and mighty things for us? He made us the promises. Why don't we just stand on them? Praise the Lord. I'd like to invite you to write me the Living Savior Ministries at Post Office Box 35, Post Office Box 35 in Justin, Texas, 76247. Or give me a call for audio and videotapes of teaching and testimonies. I have many of them on videotape with real people that we've made the videos. So call for those testimonies or call for the teachings on audio or video at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. I'd like to invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon at 2 to 4 at 10921 Shady Trail. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We would love to have you. We start at 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Come expecting a miracle.